I will start off by reading some of the lyrics of a famous song by Simon and Garfunkel. This song was very famous in the 60s and the 70s. And I was very inspired when I read this particular thing. You know, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. So let us read this. It says, how many times must a man look up before he sees the sky? And how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till we know that too many people have died? See, these are very, you know, beautiful words here by the composer of this song. How many times must a man look up before he can see, before he sees the sky? How many ears must a man have before he can hear people cry? And how many deaths will it take till we know that too many people have died? Yes, this is going to be, you know, the theme of our message today. Breaching the gap. Breaching the gap. God has called us to a ministry of reconciliation, a ministry where we extend comfort to the lost nations of the earth. Anybody who can hear this voice in this hour and, you know, join the Lord in this work of reconciliation will be mightily blessed. See, people are there crying. People are suffering. See, people are languishing in the grave. We're talking here of the graveyard of humanity, because we know that the whole world today is what is, as they are all asleep, perishing in the graveyard of humanity. It's a spiritual graveyard where people are dead. They are cut off from the life of God, cut off from the land of the living, cut off from the love of God. This is the realm where the worms feed sweetly on the flesh of people. It's a place where destruction knows no bound. You know what they call destruction? Have you heard of AIDS and destruction? It is the silent destruction that is ravishing the souls of men who live in this realm called death. See, we all have inherited this thing in Adam. The whole of humanity today is languishing and perishing in what? In death. Don't deceive yourself. Don't be carried away with whatever you think that you are gaining or gathering to yourself in this world. You see, don't be deceived thinking that you are prospering in your way if you have not truly known the living God. If you have not truly seen God with your two eyes and known Him as your Father, if you have not been reconciled to God, see, you can be rest assured that your tower will crumble someday. Your world will disintegrate someday. Amen. So there are many people crying. We have to open our ears to hear. See it. Let us not be carried away with the winds of doctrine that litter this material world, this world that men live in. Let us not be carried away with the traditions of men. Let us not be carried away with the, you know, the struggles of men to make ends meet, to survive. What we just see in this world today is simply men who are held captive by fear. Fear for tomorrow. Isn't it? Fear where they will stay, where they, how they will clothe themselves, how they will feed. Fear and fear and fear. People are tormented. Even the one that gets to be a billionaire or a millionaire, he still has his own fears. You see, fears about your health, fears about tomorrow. Whenever you have the thing called fear, recognize that God is not in that situation. Where there is fear, God is not there, because God, if you have known God, if you have known the perfect love of God, if you have known the perfect love of the Father, that love casted out all fear. Fear is the thing that originated right from the days of the transgression of Adam. You see, when Adam transgressed and hid himself, that was the beginning of fear for man. That was where fear came in. There was no such thing as fear before. Adam never had to struggle for anything before. When God created him, he had everything at his disposal. The Father provided for him. You see, all he did, the only charge that Adam had was to keep himself. To keep himself in the garden state in which God generated him. To keep himself as a son of God. Not to allow the defiling powers of this world to rob him of his glory. Amen? So where you have fear, where you have torment, these things, God is not involved. And I tell you, if you open your ears, you will hear people cry. They are all over the place. You see, it's not just only in Africa where you have the famines and you have the, you know, high level of poverty, where you have the injustices, you know, genocides, see it, and all kind of, you know, diseases. You also have these things even in the Western world, in America, you see it, in Europe, you see people committing suicide. You just go to the hospitals and see people who are languishing upon their sick beds. You see, you just go around and see people in tears. Go around and see people, you know, who are, you know, down with one, you know, sickness or the other. Some people who are depressed at one thing or the other. You see, people who are in depression. See, some people are out there cast away, lonely, covered with guilt. Probably that somebody had passed away and they could not, you know, reverse that guilt. They have been there languishing and perishing away with a heavy burden of guilt. How many ears must we have to hear people cry? Brethren, we are called to reconciliation. We are called to the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. God is calling us to the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. This is the time to leave everything you are doing. Drop your tools. Drop every other thing you are doing and begin to get back into the Father's business. What is the Father's business? The Father's business is to cause us to live once more in the glory He ordained for us from the foundation of the world. See it? The Father's desire is that anybody that can see Jesus Christ and believe in Him will not perish, but what? Have eternal life. That is eternal life, the life of God. That is the life that was in the beginning. That is the life that Adam, you know, lived in when he was in the paradise of God, in the Garden of Eden. That was eternal life. the life that is nested in the Father. It is the life that is only found in the heart of the Father. See, as many as can see the Son, that can comprehend the mystery of the Son, as many as can comprehend this truth, belief will not perish, but what? Have eternal life. This is the will of God. The will of God is not to litter the world with church buildings everywhere. The will of God is not to, you know, to gather thousands and thousands of people inside structures called people called church. No. The will of God is that as many as see Him, hear Him, comprehend this mystery, that can see Christ, hear this mystery of Christ, the hope of glory, and receive it, will be saved. Amen. This is the will of the Father. His good pleasure is to give you the kingdom. The Father wants to deliver humanity from the jaw of death. The Father wants to bring people out, you see it, from their sorrow. He wants to clothe us with joy and gladness. Let's quickly turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah 61. Are you there? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, and to give them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. See it, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord, that He may be glorified. You see it? God wants to abolish your garments of heaviness. You see it? He wants to abolish your mourning. He wants to abolish, you know, the sorrows, the tears, the cries of humanity. That is the ministry, to destroy, to abolish death. All these things all come in a package called death. Where you have sorrow, where you have tears, it is not of God. It's simply, these are fruits of what? Of darkness. See, in the Garden of Eden, God did not ordain man to be sorrowful. In His presence is what? The fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. In His presence is the fullness of peace. In His presence is the fullness of pleasures. In His presence is the fullness of, you know, everything that you ever need. And that is all that we ever need for our lives. And God wants to draw us back. Amen. In the transgression, there has been what they call a gulf. You know what they call a gulf? A gulf. That is a kind of breach. It's a separation. A wide gap. A wide gap between God and man. There's been a very wide gap. Have you seen some of this in nature? When you go out to some of these, you know, natural sites, you see these gaps, this separation between, you know, one particular cliff and another. And this place is virtually impassable. You cannot pass this gap. You see, it's a gap that cannot be passed. It's, you know, it's an, you know, infinite, you can just imagine it to be an infinite gap. You remember when Lazarus and the rich man see it, when the Lazarus died, he was taken up to the bosom of Abraham, where he was in perfect peace, and the rich man was cast into, he died and was cast to hell, where he was tormented. And you see, there was a very great gap between the rich man and Abraham's bosom. That is a gap. The Bible calls it a chasm. It's an inseparable gap. You cannot cross it. Even if you want to go over to the other side, you cannot. You see it? Now, the bosom of Abraham actually is a kind of, we're talking here in parables, it talks of the glory, the presence of the Father. That's the place where the righteous inherit. It's the glory of God that the righteous inherit, where they inherit the presence of God, the power of God. They inherit all that God is. But there's another generation, which is that represented by that rich man, that stays on the other side of the gulf. See, and they are tormented day and night. They cannot cross over, you know, to the other side. That is where the whole of humanity is today. That is where man is today. That is where Adam is in his transgression. He is cast out from the presence of God. He is cut off. You know what it means to be cut off? We are cut off from the life of God, cut off from the joy of God, cut off from everything that God represents. And is now living a life far away from God, among the nations, languishing, dying day and night. See it? And God's intention now is to put a bridge. You know what they call a bridge? Is to bridge the gap, that gap that has been between God and man. God wants to, you know, bridge it. That is to, you know, give us a type of connection so that we can pass over from that lower part unto his presence. Amen. This is the ministry in this hour. And I tell you, this is the thing that is uppermost on God's mind. Let us cancel from our minds those high ambitions of men. See, if you want to be a partaker, if you want to join the Lord in this work that the Lord is doing, you must be ready to do what? To leave what? All. For the sake of the gospel. Hear what I'm saying? You must be ready to leave all for the sake of the gospel. Everything that you ever thought of yourself, everything that you ever hoped for yourself, everything that you know, you ever, you know, strived for in this natural world, in this temporary world, in this vain world, you have to what? Leave it to take a hold on God's, you know, perfect will. Amen. This is the price. We have to leave all so that we can become what the Bible calls builder, you know, repairers of the bridge. God is looking for people who are going to be the leaders, people who are going to be what they call burden bearers. See it? Burden bearers, they have become the light of the world. These people are the ones who are going to deliver the creation from what? From the jaws of death. These are the ones that are going to, you know, help people out from the prison houses. Amen. Jesus will not come down from heaven from, you know, physically anymore. He has done his part. Jesus will not come down physically from heaven to begin to open prison doors. He will not come down from heaven physically, you know, to begin to set captives free. He does this by Spirit working in us. Amen. We have become the body of Christ. We have become the ones who carry the burden in this age. Amen. So this is the work that God is calling us to. You just have to let go of everything. See, because the things, the ambitions of men, and all the things that a man sets out to do is all what? Vanity. A man is like a fool walking in darkness. He does not know where he's coming from and where he's going. Amen. When you join yourself to the Father to do this work that the Lord is calling us to do, then there is a reward, eternal reward. Then there is eternal profit. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If you have, you join the Lord in this day to begin to bridge the gap. Amen. If you join the Lord today, for, you know, for the sake of the gospel, to set the captives free. Amen. To rip apart the garments of heaviness over the peoples and cause them to have the garments of praise in return. Hallelujah. To walk hand in hand with the Lord in gathering the people from among the nations. Amen. You shall be exalted. You shall be glorified by the Father. Amen. Because Jesus says that wherever I am, is there my servant will be. Where I am, there my servant will be. It's not talking of when you die, you go to be with Jesus in the sky. No. He's saying now that if you join yourself to become a servant of the Lord, a minister of the Lord, ministering the word of life, demonstrating the mystery of godliness, demonstrating the mystery of the kingdom, demonstrating the mystery of Christ in you, the hope of glory to the nations. You will be where the Lord is. You will be where the Lord is. And where is the Lord? Where is the Lord today? Where is Jesus? He says, where I am, you will be. Where is he? He's in the presence of the Father. He's always in the bosom of the Father. He says that I go to the Father. Amen. It's what he's trying to say is that you will be with the Father. You will be in the bosom of the Father. Where the Father is, where you will be. Amen. That is paradise. Amen. You will be in paradise. You will be in the realm of pleasures. You will be in the realm flowing with goodness. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the reward of what? Of the servants of God. Those who join themselves to the Lord in ministry. In the ministry of what? Reconciliation. Abolishing the void, the gap between man and God and drawing people together. Amen. Some of you have lost dear ones. Isn't it? It could be a brother, it could be an uncle, it could be a father, a mother. It could be a daughter, a child. I tell you, your tears will not help them. You hear what I'm saying? Your crying will not help them. Your being sorrowful will not help them. What will help them is when you stand in the gap and demonstrate the mystery of godliness. When you stand in the gap, you see it, and unite them back to the knowledge of the truth. Don't you realize that some of you have been placed in your families to be lights in your family? It does not matter whether they accept you or not. Don't worry. They are seeing, they are watching your every move. At the appointed time, they will be converted. Don't you understand? Don't cry about somebody who is gone, who is dead. You do not know the ways of God. You do not understand the ways of God. Even the mystery of reconciliation is much deeper than what men think. You see, what we men think and what we men see is this natural world. It's a world that is physical, isn't it? And we think that this is the world, and that is it. So if a man departs this world, you see, there is nothing else. But I tell you, you are mistaken. God recognizes people according to the spirit. God does not recognize you according to your flesh. Do you know that? God recognizes you according to the spirit. It's men that recognize men according to the flesh. Don't you know that? If a man dies today, do you think that God doesn't see that soul? You must be kidding. God is seeing that invisible part of the person. Do you know that? And by faith, we have to open our eyes to begin to see people according to the spirit. Paul says, I know no man according to what? The flesh. But according to the spirit. I don't know my father according to the flesh. I don't know my mother according to the flesh. I don't know my child according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, because that is the path that is true and eternal. Do you understand my point? So if you are hurt and wounded, it's because your heart is set on a material world, and a dream world. But the hour has come to awake from the illusion that this world is, you know, is your final resting place, is your home. It is not your home. Don't despair. What you can do is to stand in the gap and what? Be a light in your generation. You can be standing in the bridge and, you know, reconciling man back to God. Reconciling your relations back to the Father, to the knowledge of the truth, uniting them back to the Father. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Tell them about the love of God. Tell them about the desire of the Father to see all men saved. Tell them of the love of God that surpasses, you know, every imagination of the man, of man. The love of God that is able to extend into the deepest hell to remove a man, to deliver a man from that realm, and to set his feet on the what? On the rock. That is the love of God. God does not go about looking for who to kill or who to condemn. You die off and you are slain only when you transgress. You see, while I was sharing just now, I got a phone call, you know, telling me somebody died of a stroke. You know, and the person, you know, was somebody I know. And you see, and they are all in mourning. That's how it is. You see, you have people all over the earth in pain, in tears. But God wants to change all that thing in our life now. This realm, this world that we find ourselves in, it's a realm or a world that, you know, people are under the sway of the wicked one. See it? They are dead in their sins and trespasses, and the devil rules over this realm. The devil has people in chains because they do not know the truth. People are living in fear. But God is looking for builders of the bridge. People who will stand in the gap. Intercessors. Amen. People who are going to be burden bearers. These are the noble ones, the princes of God, the sons of God, the peacemakers. Amen. The whole world is in travail, groaning day and night, waiting for the manifestation of what? The sons of God. Amen. You see, it, all the tears, all the pain, all the, you know, problem you see in humanity can be solved only by the manifestation of the sons of God. The manifestation of the sons of God. Manifestation of the sons of God are those who we, the ones who we manifest as sons of God, are those who will hear this message. Who will hear this message and recognize the voice of their master. It is those who will hear this message and recognize the voice of their king and will arise from their sleep and perform this great work of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The whole creation today, like Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 20, for the creation was subject, are you there? Romans chapter 8, verse 20. For the creation was subject to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now if you go down, go back to verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly awaits for the revealing of the what? Sons of God. They are waiting, isn't it? They are crying, they are groaning, they are waiting, they are in pain. They are waiting for you to arise and stand in the gap. The sons of God are the peacemakers. The sons of God are those of us who will hear this word, understand this word, and walk with this word, run with this word. Amen. Prepare yourselves for the work of God. Prepare yourself for the ministry of the reconciliation. Let go of those things that are holding you bound in this world. Let go of associations that do not lead you in the truth. Associations that do not encourage you in the truth. Let go of these associations and stand up in the gap. Stand along with the Father in, you know, doing this work of reconciliation, because God's desire is that all men be saved. Amen. God's desire is that all men be saved. Hallelujah. Now, quickly turn to the book of Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58. Are we there? Now he's talking about those who are going to stir up themselves to do the work of the Lord. This is what the Lord will do to them. Verse 10, Isaiah. If you extend your soul to the hungry, can you hear that? And satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a well-watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among you shall do what? They shall, say it loud, they shall build the old waste spaces. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the bridge, the restorer of the streets or the ways to dwell in. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your own pleasure and on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, then shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Amen. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Amen. If you extend your soul, see it, up to now, most of us have extended our souls to doing our own things, isn't it? We occupy ourselves with our own things, isn't it? You occupy yourself with how to get your family going, how to get your career going, isn't it? See, how to prepare for your future pension. That is where the soul, you extend your soul. You know, you extend your soul is fixed on that kind of thing. Your energy, your strength, and all the things you do is fixed on, you know, getting this thing, you know, trying to gain this earth. But the time has come to let go. Amen. Let go and begin to do the delightful will of God. Do the things that please the Lord, not your own things. Amen. And what is the thing that pleases God? What pleases God? The thing that pleases God is that every man should know the truth. Every man should see the Son of God, the Christ. They should comprehend the truth. They should get the revelation of the mystery of God's kingdom. Because their suffering, their anguish, their pain is because they are not aware of God's kingdom. Don't you understand my point? People are languishing in debt because they are not aware of the truth. So the Father wants people who will stand in the gap and become the light of the world, manifesting this truth, revealing this truth, and drawing people out of the jaws of death. Amen. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you appear as lights in this world, if you appear as the truth in this world, then you set people free. Amen. Then you now begin to repair the breach, the gap. That gap between humanity and God. You cause people to be reconciled back to God. Amen. And you shall shine like a star in heavens forever. Even your works live on after. Because you dare to stand in the gap in this perverse and wicked generation where everybody is seeking for gain. Everybody is seeking, you know, for, you know, surviving and doing himself good. Seeking their own pleasures rather than being lovers of God. Now, when you do these things diligently, you shall be like a well-watered garden. Your situation shall be turned again like that of a garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Because out of the garden of Eden, you know, there was a water, there was a well, you know, a source. See, that is where the rivers of living waters flowed from. It gushed in its fullness. Hallelujah. And people will come to you to receive of that water. Amen. You shall become a comforter, a peacemaker, a repairer of the breaches. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord will what cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. The Lord will cause you to delight in his name. The Lord will feed you with the heritage of Jacob. The Lord will honor you. And he will guide you. He will protect you. He will encompass you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. For it is written here that in that day he will be your rear guy at your back, your front and your side and everywhere. He will encompass you. In that day you will ask for him. You will say, Father, and he will say, here I am. You will walk in the realm of the supernatural. And the Lord will keep you and honor you and glorify you. Amen. And you shall be called what? Plantings of the Lord. The plantings of God. Amen. People shall see, they shall call you the ministers of God. The priests of our Most High God. Hallelujah. Because you stand in the gap. This is the will of God. This is the will of God for you. It is the will of God for us. Amen. So stir up yourself. Be among those who will be, you know, the repairers of the breach. Hallelujah. Those who will stand in the gap. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 61 verse 4, it says, and they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up former desolations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Are you hearing? Desolations of many generations. Ho, ho, hallelujah. You do not know the great work that God has committed in your heart. The great responsibility. Desolations for many generations. You shall be the one who appears as the messenger of God, the sons of God, to repair that mess. Hallelujah. Desolations of many, restorer of the paths to walk in. People who have gone astray, who have followed the broad path into destruction, you shall be there to guide them back into that narrow path that leads to abundance. Amen. We have this ministry given to us. This is the ministry of reconciliation. This is the ministry, you know, the burden that we are called to carry. You have to prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. At times it might be lonely initially. At times you might have to sacrifice some certain things. Company, friends, associations, things that will not profit you and edify you in these things that are be of God or the will of the Father, just drop them. Drop them. And I tell you, the Father will meet you with joy. The Father will exalt you into a realm of abundance. The Father will exalt you into a place of glory. Hallelujah. The Lord has promised that you shall be like a delightsome land. People shall see you and they shall say, yes, you are blessed of the Lord. Let us begin to open our ears, brethren. Open our eyes. Let us begin to discern the will of God for this hour. Let us awaken to carry the burden of the Lord. Let us awaken to do the work of reconciliation. Because we are called to the ministry of reconciliation. We are called to be the repairers of the breach. God working in us, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their sins, not imputing their trespasses upon them. And God is not here to condemn. He's not here to, you know, to look at what anybody did in the past. What he wants is simply to get his sons back from the extremities of the earth. Oh, Father, we glorify you. Oh, hallelujah. Let the spirit of quickening go across those who are hearing this message right now. I command quickening in the name of the Lord. Be quickened. Receive the word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the yokes be broken. Every spirit of unbelief be dispelled. Hallelujah. Let that path unto righteousness be brought before us. Keep us by your word, O God. Hallelujah. If you have heard this message now, and it has touched you, you ask the Father right now, in your private moment, you know, to lift you up from the miry clay of your human existence and cause you to begin to be a blessing in your generation. Cause you to begin to be somebody of worth, eternal value in his sight. Cause, you know, the Lord to give you the will, the desire, the strength to follow on. Ask the Lord to blind your eyes from the vanities of this world and let your heart be focused on the things that be of the kingdom. Give me a single eye, Father, and let your good will be done in the midst of the earth. Amen.